Hi, welcome to another of our Expert Insights. Today we're joined by Christina of UserGuest and Barry of Casa Colina. In this discussion, we expand on the recent video we did with Eric Munoz when he introduced RMA, Rev Marketing Automation. With Christina and Barry, we focus our conversation around the hotel's website. Who really owns it? And where does responsibility lie when it comes to generating revenue via the hotel's direct channel? We ask if the revenue strategies developed by the revenue management team are often lost on the direct channel, and we question if hotel marketeers consider these revenue strategies when planning marketing campaigns. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, welcome to you both. Thank you, Christina and Barry, for joining us. How are you, Christina? Are you well?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. It's great to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
Hey, no problem at all. And Barry, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks again for having me too. Christina, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Barry.
Brilliant. Well, look, I'll tee up what we're going to be talking about and obviously give a chance for you guys to introduce yourself as well, so that anyone watching and listening to this will fully grasp why you are here to talk on this topic. So there's been a lot of discussion about breaking down of silos between marketing and revenue. It has been a fairly well-trodden path, but following a recent video we did with Eric Munoz of UserGuest, introducing RMA, Rev Marketing Automation, one area he highlighted which could be considered a kind of a missing link is around the hotel's direct channel, i.e. its website. So today we're going to focus our discussion today around who really owns the hotel website, where the responsibility lies when it comes to generating revenue via the hotel's direct channel. And so before we get into this, could I ask you both to introduce yourself and let us know a bit more about you? So Christina, if you could go first, that would be great.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I'm Christina Blage. I'm the founder and CEO of Open Revenue Consulting, a strategic tech consulting firm that helps with hotels in general, grow their assets through digital transformation of various areas from asset management to revenue, marketing, and guest experience. And in my experience with working with UserGuest, it's been a brilliant experience. It's actually inspired me to recommend their solution to various of our clients. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. And Barry, over to you.
Thanks, Trevor. So I run a company called Casa Colina. We're in essence a business services company providing sales and marketing expertise to the hospitality industry, although not exclusively just to hotels. We have other clients in different sectors, but we look after everything that affects the top line. So everything that is focused on building revenue into businesses, which also incorporates websites, sales representation, branding, and that's why UserGuest for us is quite a powerful tool to help hotels convert visitors to their sites.
Brilliant, super, thank you. So, picking up on the introduction and pulling in from your expertise, when we talk about revenue and when we talk about websites, two roles obviously come to mind, that of the hotel marketing manager and of the hotel revenue manager. Now, linking back to the earlier point about this breaking down of silos, let me ask you both a general question to get this going. Is there, and I'll ask Christina if you can answer this one first and then Barry follow up, is there a silo between these two roles, and where is this evident, and maybe where is it not so evident? general question to start.
Very good question. I think, revenue marketing both are very critical in being able to drive hotel performance and results. But I think where they end up working separately, particularly when they look at separate data sets and they potentially measured on separate KPIs as well, it creates this silo, and it really impacts the ability of marketing teams particularly and revenue teams together to be able to present content that is compelling and display this to the consumer and really have them attracted and compelled to enter the booking funnel. And I think a very simple example is where we talk about marketing driving potentially traffic to an offer that has no available inventory. And I think that's really where the gap of communication between marketing and revenue is a really good example. But I think when they do collaborate, when they do join those efforts, they ultimately double down on a lot of the strategies that actually work to help them drive, maximize that revenue and maximize the conversion on the website. I think the critical piece here is being able to build those feedback loops into each other's workflows to help them integrate, communicate more effectively, and break down those silos. I think a technology like Rev Marketing Automation, or RMA in short, really enables them to have that agile way of working and collaborating and have data at hand to enable them to execute those strategies more effectively.
No, that makes sense. And Barry, your sort of take on that?
Yeah, there's I mean, every hotel is different, obviously. Some are big, some are small, some have resources, some don't. And traditionally, the revenue manager had always come from the operational role. It was a reservation manager of old, and then, you know, developed into a science in its own sense. With the increase in data and the increase in technology that's available now to driving and managing demand, but in its fundamental core, you have revenue management is concerned with the management of the demand, whereas sales and marketing is generally concerned with the stimulation of that demand. Mm-hmm. I think we saw this evidently over the pandemic when there was no demand to be managed.
Yeah.
So where the two roles cross over is enabling your most effective channel, which is your own website, to be as optimized as possible. And this sometimes sits with the revenue manager in some hotels, sometimes it sits with the marketing team, sometimes marketing is outsourced, sometimes revenue management is outsourced. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge, and the industry is a bit fragmented on this. But if you work on the basis that the goals are the same, which are to sell as many rooms as possible at the highest price possible for the lowest cost, then you would understand that revenue management and marketing need to work better together. Christina gave the great example of there being no availability for a promotion that marketing might be going out to market with.
Yeah.
And ditto, you also get marketing people running campaigns that are too successful, and the revenue manager closes them out. And that has the same effect, but ultimately in reverse.
Yeah.
So combining those responsibilities with the same goal, and combining a working team or technology or something that can bridge that gap so that you can both look at the bigger picture with the same goal is beneficial. Some hotels do it well, some hotels do it badly, some hotels don't do it at all, to be frank.
No, that makes sense. So Christina, as a revenue management expert, let me direct this question to you then, because we'll separate you out, obviously, for you from a revenue management, and then Barry from the sales and marketing point of view. So a revenue manager's role is to create revenue strategies for the hotel. So would it be fair to say that the efforts put into revenue strategies are sometimes lost on the direct channel?
Well, I think pretty often they are, actually. I think the pandemic has also prompted an even greater sort of focus on the direct channel, which I believe has surfaced as an incredible opportunity for hotels to really be able to present to their consumers their value proposition and their brand experience, and really differentiate themselves, help them become more competitive with the likes of intermediaries in this case, and really offer that more personalized sort of experience for the consumer. And I think the popularity that the direct channel has gained, particularly during pandemic, and actually it continues to deliver the sort of performance. Actually, I think it's number two in terms of global performance, in terms of producing bookings for hotels. I think very much of this popularity is linked to the consumer perception that the direct channel, you know, provides that more reliable, more direct, more simpler and more personalized route to book their hotel experience, and avoid very much the hassle that, you know, consumers have been having with booking their hotel experiences through third parties. And I think that's really where a lot of the focus has happened with consumers, but also the fact that a lot of the consumer buying behavior is really important within all of this understanding of the engagement with direct channel and be able to geo-target your strategy much more focused. But maybe a distinction between hotel website and booking engine might be needed. And I think that will sort of help the audience, whoever's watching us, sort of understand what we're trying to argue here, because particularly the hotel website tends to sit more with marketing. It's their responsibility to focus the message and be able to present the brand experience as effectively as possible. And a lot of that consumer behavior that's relevant for hotels to be able to design their strategies is actually within the marketing's responsibility. Yeah. And that data may not always be shared with revenue, whereas the hotel booking engine tends to fall more on the revenue manager of the hotel for them to define strategy and be able to execute it and distribute it effectively to drive that conversion in bookings and revenue. And I think that really that's where communication between the two, if it's not flowing correctly, if it's, you know, if they're not really communicating and sharing this data at the time of building their strategy and ultimately validating success of specific strategies, that's really what I feel, you know, a lot of the effort is lost. Because if revenue manager hasn't got visibility over critical data that allows us to segment their behavior, segment the behavior into specific segments and target those strategies effectively on the direct channel, then opportunities are obviously missed. And I think the opportunity or the learning here is that we need to communicate more effectively between marketing and revenue to be able to design the strategies that are effective.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let me pick up, as you said, you're differentiating between the website and the booking engine. So, and the website belonging, booking engine being more the ownership of the revenue, and the website being more the ownership of the marketing. So let me kind of then pick up with you, Barry, from then the marketing side of things. So what should hoteliers be thinking about when addressing their marketing strategies to increase bookings via their direct channels? I mean, do they currently consider revenue strategies when planning their marketing campaigns?
Generally, in our experience, no. I agree with Christina. I think the website is your portal to the world. The more traffic you get through the website, the more interest you get in your product. The management of the booking engine, I think, should sit with the revenue manager, and I think the demand and the marketing for the website should be with the marketing team in most instances. But it's horses for courses. What hotels need to consider is not just the rate strategy. Parity is a big issue for revenue managers across the board, but we also want to encourage loyalty and engagement through people that engage with the hotel's brand. So there's a balance to be had between that, and I think revenue managers are best placed to be able to walk that fine line with not turning off your biggest OTA client, and yet encouraging business through your cheapest cost of sale, which is your own website. Generally, they don't consider one versus the other. But I think with marketing really need to focus on getting good quality traffic to the website. That should be their primary focus. And that gives the revenue manager or the revenue management team the demand to play with. And then it's down to them to optimize the conversion and get the best kind of financial solution or the best financial results through that cheapest channel. But that's ultimately what we're all aiming for.
Yeah. And have you seen any examples where they do combine and the benefits of that?
Yeah, we do. I mean, best practices are where everyone works towards the common goal. That's the case in our industry, as it is, I think, in most. But what a revenue manager should be doing is identifying the needs of the business. And what marketing should be doing is pushing demand to satisfy that need of the business. So where a revenue manager has, you know, a particular need period, instead of having to necessarily drop the rates, which is a normal reaction, what everyone should be focusing on is increasing demand. How you do that is obviously through opening different channels, running strategic promotions, through tried and tested distressed partners, or by getting more traffic to your website through your marketing and through your sales. So it can work successfully when everything works in tandem. But as Christina said, more often than not, the data that people are looking for is completely isolated. Marketing needs to know lead-in times, revenue management needs to know demand flows. They need to know, you know, what is the best way to get more people to come to the website over a particular period. And marketing have that data. And it's imperative that they share that data with the revenue management team so you can build in the lead-in time and target the business based on the needs of the business rather than just we're empty in January, dump the rates, which is what we see far too often.
That makes sense. So let me, we've come at it from a revenue management perspective and from a marketing perspective. The essence of the title of this video was that, you know, both sides should think more like each other. But I mean, is that achievable? I mean, how can a marketing manager and a revenue manager think like each other when their core skill sets are so different? And maybe I never like to ask two questions back to back because you always answer the last one before the first one. But in practical terms, if they can work together, what can they do to support each other? Christina, do you want to pick that one up first?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's maybe coming back a little bit to the data that we discussed a little bit earlier, particularly about the insights about consumer behavior and how marketing really has that. It kind of owns that part and the whole funnel and tracking consumer behavior throughout the customer journey. And I think they're really good at making sure that they leverage that data when they create specific strategies and make sure that they effectively they drive interest to specific products and services to help them increase traffic in that direct channel. But I think what happens is that not having visibility over a lot of the if you like, revenue management priorities and KPIs, you know, creates that sort of gap, right? So then the idea is with the pandemic, that certainly accelerated and prompted a lot of the shift in mindset from, you know, sort of hotels thinking about revenue strategies and marketing strategies more in a silo, but actually merge the responsibilities of both of those teams to enable a lot more of the collaboration and, you know, create a joint culture of a commercial team for them to share data and really be able to drive that experience more effectively. Mm-hmm. I think in going back to that practical term, I think if we just gave a very simple example or analogy, if you like, thinking of a store, you always want to make sure that you're attracting people to come into the store, but then the store manager really needs to make sure that those shelves are stocked with the products that you're advertising. And similarly with hotels, you know, the idea is if marketing is driving traffic to specific offers or they're driving a specific strategy, you want to make sure that hotel availability is there. And so I think how can you make those two teams work more closely together is very much through technology like, you know, like RMA, which effectively facilitates this environment and feeds both team with data and analytics to help them really design those sort of strategies and tactics, particularly for the revenue manager, you know, be able to tweak a strategy or apply a particular tactic to drive perhaps more demand on shoulder days or to extend a specific length of stay, you know, maybe a really simple offer like, you know, 3 for 2, having, you know, providing a one night free. I think the idea is how you're going to make that attractive enough. So that's really where marketing would step in and create the look and feel. It's really the what technology like RMA is. It's a sandbox to enable both teams to design those strategies, to communicate, to have access to data in real time, all of those really relevant granular analytics, and geo-target their strategy more effectively, aligning their execution on the direct channel.
No, makes sense. And Barry, so same question to you. Can they think alike? Can they support each other when they are so different?
Yeah, I think they can, because I think the goal is shared. I don't necessarily think that they need to truly understand the craft of each other's roles, but I think a better appreciation of each other's tasks is always beneficial. I keep going back to the same point, which is revenue management manages the demand and marketing stimulates the demand. And where you have these two separations of role, albeit with better collaboration through technology or work practices, you will have a check and balance. Because there are times when you don't want lots of cheap business. Yeah. And there are times also when you do. And it's up for the revenue manager to be able to ascertain that. And it's up for the marketing department to be able to switch on or switch off their activities based on what the needs of the business are as identified by the revenue manager. So certainly a better appreciation of each other's roles are needed. I agree again with Christina about the, you know, the sharing of data, and the data that bridges both of those roles is the data that will be best received by both of those recipients. But not necessarily marketing people need to think like revenue managers or vice versa, but they need to understand where each other is are coming from in order to really ascertain those same goals that we keep talking about, selling more rooms.
And in terms of, I mean, it seems obvious, but how, short headline, if the hotel could start to bring in something like RMA to help that facilitation, start to get this thinking, start to work together, what's the benefit to the property? Christina, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's about, you know, when we talk a little bit about aligning the efforts between revenue marketing and aligning these strategies, ultimately what you're going to be able to benefit from is certainly a much more efficient spend, both of funds like marketing spend, but also that will bring down the customer acquisition cost for each guest, and create a much more, if you like, a better experience for the consumer. Because if you're understanding very well all of the analytics and all of that consumer buying behavior and what they're after, that intent to buy, it allows you to tailor to craft those experiences, and starting from the inspiration stage through to the buying process and completing their reservation. And I think, you know, certainly enables the teams to become a lot more efficient and focus that time on strategy as opposed to mining data and trying to analyze data. It's very time consuming to analyze data. And I think it's the idea is, how can you focus your attention on the consumers that actually have the highest customer lifetime value and they're most profitable to your business? These sort of tools enable them to have that visibility, that granularity, and you know, craft those strategies and execute them.
That makes sense. Barry, any additional points to add into that?
Yeah, probably nothing as comprehensive as what Christina has, but certainly I think that the fact that, you know, we've been talking about the role of a commercial manager in hotels for a long time, you've done a podcast on it, we touched on it earlier on in our conversation, the fact that we're talking about that role identifies that there's a feeling in the industry that we have a need for someone that can bridge that gap. Mm-hmm. I personally don't feel that we need to burden hotels with more payroll costs, especially at the moment. I think that better working practices, whether that's through technology or whether that's through, you know, better understanding of each other's roles, can only benefit. From our experience working with many hotels, we work with you know, big hotels, small hotels, resort hotels, urban hotels, and everything in between. And we always find that the most successful hotels in terms of financial performance are those that really understand the commercial offering in its entirety. It's not to say that they haven't also got fantastic operation teams. They do. But where the revenue management and the marketing team and the sales team really, truly work in sync, you always see the best results. I see that even on a weekly basis with Zoom calls with different teams. You know, when everyone's aligned, you have much better financial performance, 100%.
No, that makes sense. And Christina, from your perspective, from a revenue strategy point of view, and also strategy and tactics, are you able to give any examples of where they can be, where you can see those being implemented on a hotel website?
Yeah, I mean, very simple ideas for our viewers to take away. I think any special offer, any incentive that you have available, use that to help yourselves boost your low occupancy periods, your shoulder days, specific individual shoulder days, and really be able to use a lot of the analytics that you have around the consumer buying behavior to target these sort of strategies in a more automated way. How do you do that? You personalize effectively that strategy to that intent to buy. So a very simple example would be, like we've given earlier, you put up an offer of 3 for 2, and you want to make sure that is highlighted on the website. And depending on the intent of that consumer and what is their booking window, for instance, you may have a consumer that is able to look or is particularly keen to book in advance because of their geographical location. So you want to make sure that you're incentivizing them and you're highlighting that saving incentive to them on the website. Or it may be a consumer that's from a nearer geography and they have more of a last minute sort of behavior. So that's really where you'd rather just highlight the availability of that offer for today, or put a countdown approach on that offer. But if you don't book, driving that sort of urgency for them to book and personalize it to their need. But I think the idea is, how can you create more urgency based on specific priorities that you have around the hotel? If it's driving occupancy, or it may actually be, like we've experienced for the past couple of months, we've seen that a lot of the focus has moved to shifting to driving ADR, because of the labor shortage, like Barry was highlighting, most hotels or some hotels, quite a few of the hotels actually, would rather keep their occupancy at about 80%. And with have less of a burden and less pressure and be able to focus on those guests better. So then how can we highlight that we have specific offers to increase that ADR? Maybe you put a suite offer out there and you throw in, breakfast and dinner and maybe a massage, something to incentivize that consumer and in relation to their intent to buy. Again, the idea is, how can you leverage all of that intelligence that you have about the consumer to position and automatically offer display an offer that ties into their intent? It could be other sort of strategies like, influencing length of stay, for instance. You may have within the French market, for instance, a typical Paris hotel with a 1 to 2 nights length of stay. You want to drive more of that, increase the length of stay of that booking. So if you put an offer with an increased length of stay and you highlight the saving, again, you could influence that consumer and you can help your revenue, particularly in driving more of that length of stay. So these are just a few examples of strategies that hotels can very easily execute on the website through sense. All of the intelligence that you have and the ability to display in real time relevant notifications that compel consumers to enter the booking funnel.
No, it makes sense. Barry, from your point of view, if I can kind of put this question to you, because I mean, you're also working with a lot of, as you mentioned at the beginning, a lot of variety of hotels. There's a big drive and a push for hotels to be adding technology. But there's also a balancing act between, also as we're coming out of the pandemic, you know, can we all afford to be, you know, bringing on more technology? What's your kind of view, and what's your approach when you're talking about must-have tools and technology tools that are going into a hotel?
We're user guests for a start, but we, you know, for us, technology is there to serve the benefits of the business. Mm-hmm. So it needs to provide either a solution to a need, or it needs to pay for itself through increased revenue or decreased cost, one of the two. So we look at technology with critical eye. Having something in a particular format that looks pretty, you know, doesn't necessarily make you money or make you more efficient. It just looks prettier. So we see a lot of technology for hotels that already pulls together existing pieces of information. It just presents it in a more palatable format. And we don't necessarily see a great value in that kind of technology. But certainly as an industry, I think we have embraced technology very well. I think we continue to embrace technology very well. And with that technology, you know, comes obviously the responsibilities of storing that data and using that data, and feeds into a lot of the things that we've discussed on this call. But as in terms of must-have, I think hotels need to invest in their direct booking channels, whether that's through better revenue management practices through companies like Christina's, whether that's through technology, through user guest or other I wouldn't call it a website widget, it's devaluing its purpose, but things that are designed to optimize the revenue through your website. All of these things need to be looked at, and they need to be looked at commensurate to the hotel. Can the hotel afford it? And really, is it going to add value? Is it really going to drive anything greater to the hotel? You can replace booking.com tomorrow if you wanted to. It's not my strategy per se. But if it costs you more to acquire those same customers, was it really worth it? You know, and sometimes you need to look at technology with a critical eye. But certainly as an industry, I think we've been at the forefront of technological advances, internet marketing, you know, even the guest experience is becoming much more streamlined now through technology. Yeah. But I can't think of anything other, obviously, than user guest as being must have.
Fair enough.
Hence why you're on here.
Hence why I'm on here, yeah. No, we are fans anyway. I mean, we're big fans.
I know. Okay, well, look, I'm conscious of your guys' time. So if I can kind of try and pull some of these strands together. So Rev Marketing Automation, or RMA, from what I've heard you guys say, would help these two departments to collaborate together. RMA can empower both these teams via the data flow sharing. And to the point you were talking about there, Barry, about kind of, you know, making sure it is actually practical and drives revenue, then RMA is about putting those revenue strategies in place via the website from a practical but also executional perspective. Would that be a fair summary, and any kind of final thoughts to add into that, Christina?
Yeah, that's a brilliant summary, Trevor. I think the other element that I think we've highlighted throughout the conversation is how technology and automation really enables hotels to double down on strategies that work, but also it helps them scale their businesses, because particularly during the pandemic, you've had this situation where, you know, with very limited resources, you had to do a lot more. So technology and automation really is the enabler to make that happen. And I think, you know, making them a lot more agile working together.
No, that makes sense. And Barry, same thing to you. Was that a fair summary? Any final things you'd add?
Yeah, that was a fair summary. You know, use technology to benefit your business and work better with your revenue management team and your marketing team.
Brilliant. Super. Well, that's it's really, really great to have you guys join us. Thank you. Thank you so much. There was actually quite a lot in that. So I'm sure there's a need to go back, rewatch, re-listen. But I know also working with user guests, we'll be looking to pull out some of the elements from that, and also to be doing some further follow-up videos. So thank you both so much for your time. Really appreciate it. Good to talk with you. And
thank you, Trevor.
Take care.
Thank you very much. See you both later. Bye.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Christina and Barry for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can reach us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. And if you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you'd like to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.